Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm Mary Irene Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. Yet as we know all too well, aging brings some life-changing losses, and for many of us that means the loss of a spouse. Becoming a widow certainly has its share of challenges, and that's where today's guests are incredibly helpful. Financial advisor Alexandra Armstrong and family crisis and trauma psychologist Dr. Mary Donahue have come together to update their best-selling book, On Your Own, A Widow's Guide to Emotional and Financial Well-Being. These two experts are both widows themselves and personally understand the shock and trauma this event can bring to a woman's life. Yet, thankfully, their book provides a valuable resource that will help you walk through this difficult and stressful time so that you can actually create a new, fulfilling, and financially secure life. I'm a widow myself, and I am so grateful and excited to hear what these two professionals have to share with us today. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Well, and I want to begin by congratulating you on the previous success of the book, because I think this is the sixth edition, and you've already, you know, you've enjoyed great praise and acclaim from critics and readers alike. But what I think is how gratifying it must be to know your words have meant so much to many of us at a time which really was filled with crisis.
Yes, it is. Thanks.
Yes, well, and I'd like to start out by asking you both, and I hope you don't mind, but to share a little bit about your own personal challenges as new widows and how this all led to your collaboration. And Mary, I'd like to start with you. Of course, you have a professional background as a psychologist, but the loss of your husband happened at a very young age. So tell us about that and how you came to, well, you knew Alexandra. Anyway, I'm going to ask you to talk, and I'm going to stop talking for a minute. So please share it with us, Mary.
Okay. So as you said, we did know Alex at that time, or earlier actually, my husband and I decided we should probably get the help of a financial planner. And in the process, we selected Alex, and we both met with her. And after that, my husband took it over. He made many attempts to get me involved, and I would always say, honey, another day, this is with the children. And then when he suddenly died with no warning, I was left really knowing nothing. And so actually, Alex inherited me, and I was not an easy person with whom to deal because I couldn't make a decision. Do I want to do this? Or what should I do? Or what did he think? Or what would my father think? So one day, he, in a very schoolmarmy way, sort of gave me a heads up by sort of saying, what's wrong with you? And she sort of woke me up. And from that point on, I started paying attention and began to learn what I should have learned prior to that moment. Now, Alex, you can add to that.
Well, I would like to say I wasn't that vehement. I just said, Mary, you make decisions in the rest of your life. Why aren't you making decisions here? And then Mary, being a very intelligent woman, said, you know, she's right. I should be making decisions. So the good news was Mary at least that she had an advisor to start with, because it's so helpful to have an advisor whom you had already worked with so that you don't have that too. Because the whole basic theme of our book is that the sooner you can get the financial information put to rest, then it's easier to deal with the emotions. But if you have to deal with both of them at the same time, it's tough. So that's what we try to do, is help you. And actually, underlying message of the book is really get your house, financial house, in order before an event like this hits. And that's why we found that actually it's not just for widows, but also divorcees have found it helpful. And even single women have told us that they found it helpful.
Yeah, Absolutely. And Alexandra, you also are a widow. And there's also, of course, as you mentioned, and we all know painfully well, there's such an emotional impact to that. So do you mind sharing how the two of you came together to decide to write this book?
Well, we wrote the first book. We wrote the first book 30 years ago. And at the time, it was because I was, as a financial planner, was advising widows. And I found that the information was going in one ear and out the other. And I thought if we could write a book that they could go look at chapter two or look at chapter three, that they could go refer back to, that that would be helpful. And at the time, Mary was my client. And I thought, as a psychologist, great, because it's more than a financial thing, it's emotional. So we decided to write it together. So that's, as I said, we've known each other 40 years, but we've been writing together for 30 years. So in my case, I wasn't widowed till this last year. So before, it was all based on experience with clients, et cetera, and friends. And then when we got this summer, I said, well, Mary, I've got a different perspective on this. I think we should do it one more time. And so that's why we did those six editions.
Oh, my gosh. And Mary, of course, you being a psychologist, well, there's a lot of rich information in this book, you know, again, in both areas.
Right.
But what would be a primary message that you feel you want the book to provide to your readers?
Well, the primary message would be to understand your situation in advance. But if you have not been in a position where you have done that, you can do it now. That it is never too late. But when Alex approached me and told me she was interested in writing a book for widows, I really wanted to join her to kind of present something to widows that would help them and allow them to take in the financial material in a better way. And so Alex and I came up with four hypothetical women that tell the story of their lives in four decades, 40, 50, 60, and 70. And we've attached the significant or important financial material that would occur, for example, to, the, if you've read the book, the 40-year-old Diane who has children. And we found and been told by many, many widows and readers that that really was helpful, that they could read the stories and attach the information. And we also tell them, you don't have to go from beginning to end. You can pick it up and read a particular chapter if you have a need to address a particular issue. So I was glad to join Alex in this venture. And as you now know, this is our sixth go-around.
Well, the other thing, too, is, let me add on to that, was the other thing, one of the reasons that we did bring up to, bring it up to date, you know, the Kubler-Ross theory is here the stages of grief you go through. But there's been subsequent research, which Mary addressed in this book, that it's not a straight upward line. It can be back and forth. It's sort of a zigzag that you can move ahead and then move behind. And that's not unusual, and that is to be expected. And I think if people are prepared for that, then it makes it easier for them to deal with it.
Also, absolutely. I mean, one of the things, that's okay, just add to what Alex said. In terms of the grief research, obviously people have learned over the years that there's a tremendous difference in response from somebody who has been dealing with a spouse with a terminal or long-term chronic illness versus sudden death, and also multiple deaths if there's more than one significant person you lose in a given year. So those things were overlooked, and one of the themes of this book is that every woman needs to grieve in her own time. And feel comfortable doing it.
Absolutely. And then, too, again, speaking from personal experience, you're going along okay, and then something will hit you. For me, I live in California,
yeah.
And my husband used to kind of joke that when the poppies would come up in the spring, I'd get all excited. And then first poppies the year after he passed away started making me cry. You know, it's shocking the way it can hit from out of the blue, seemingly.
Right.
That's true,
that
by
little
the way.
Memories.
Right. To add to that, you know, we suggest that you really, you shouldn't, you need to go through four seasons of grief before really making any major changes.
That is a great suggestion, an absolutely great suggestion. Well, I'm going to go back to Alexandra for a minute because you were the one that came up with the idea of coming together to actually write the book, if I'm correct. And so what led you, I guess it would have been, was it work with your clients that who had become widows, or what was kind of the impetus that made you really want to create that first edition 30 years ago?
Well, it was working with clients, but also we realized that there really is, and it's still true today, there's no book that deals that both that is on the thesis of they are so intertwined, the emotional and the financial. Usually it's all from finance, you do this and do that, or all one widow's story of how she dealt with widowhood, all of which are great books. But when you have the combination, which again we say through the widow story, you know, your program is feisty after 50. But as you saw in the right in the beginning of the book, most widows are after the age of 50, and that's when it hits them. And so that I wanted something that they could go back to. We have a Kindle version, but we think the written version is easier because there are a few worksheets in it, not a lot, but, you know, a few pages and things like that you could go back and say, oh, yeah, I should do this and that. So that's how we did it. Our first book, we sold 25,000 copies, and we were on Good Morning America. It was a different publishing world then. But that's why we persevered and thought things had changed. It was 11 years since the last edition, and we thought enough things had changed that it warranted one more try.
I just want to add to that, Alex. I think one of the other things that motivated you was you really wanted your clients that were widows to have something that you could give them, actually, that they could have in their hands to read in addition to hearing what you had said. So it would be combining what they were taking in on an audio level with the visual to take home, because when you're a widow and your emotions are all over the place, you need more than one time to talk to somebody with information because it takes longer to process.
Yeah, they
and,
call it a fog. They call
yeah,
it a
and
fog.
A book is,
you're in a fog initially.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt your book, but a book, I'm just thinking that's such a, you know, you can put it down and then something comes up, you can go back to it, and it's having it right there in your personal library is so important. Mary, I wanted to return to you because you mentioned those hypothetical profiles you added to the book. Why was it important to the book to help people understand the material you were presenting?
Well, because as Alex indicated, the other books that are out there really are written either by some emotional or psychological person or by some financial person. And what we believed is the two are intertwined, that the grieving process and what you understand or what you don't understand about your fortune, your financial situation are basically meshed, because grieving is worse if you don't know if you're going to be able to eat or feed the kids. And knowing women, and women are verbal, and so women like a storyline. And so we felt that we could attach this significant financial material to the stories that we created. These are hypothetical. And we created them knowing what both of us had dealt with in these different decades with varying clients.
I think one of the most interesting widows is the person, it's a second marriage for her husband, so he suddenly dies. She has stepchildren she has to deal with that she doesn't have the best relationship with, and her mother is in a retirement community with failing health. So we were able to bring out the, right, you can make the statement, sometimes you deal with multiple issues. Well, that means one thing. But when you have a person actually dealing with the stepchildren and with her mother and with a brother who's not helping her out much, and she says, hey, you need to step up to the plate, all that makes the whole thing come alive and people can relate to that and say, oh, yeah, now I understand what she's talking about.
Well, as I said several times, I wish I would have known about this book. It's such a joy. When I became a widow, it's such a joy and real honor for me to be able to share your work with our listeners today. And if I could ask, I'm going to ask each of you, I guess I'll start with Mary again, if I could wave, or if you could wave a magic wand, what would be the primary gift you hope this book gives to your readers from your point of view?
Hope and the understanding that this is a process and you're going to go through this process, the grieving process, also the process of understanding where you are financially. Information is critical in anything, whether it's health or money or whatever. The more you understand, the better you're able to address whatever the issue is that you're needing to address at a given point in your life.
And I would say, not to confuse, that, you know, some people say that they, well, I'm not a financial person or whatever, but don't confuse a lack of information, a lack of knowledge with the lack of ability to learn. It's, actually some people get really into this and say, gee, I wish I'd been more involved in the financial part before. So, you know, it actually can be liberating to have this knowledge.
Well, and again, I'm going to speak for myself, but I think I'm speaking for other people too. If you don't have that knowledge, I can get into a tailspin and start, you know, ruminating, right. And the black cloud in my head is driving me crazy. So it's such a wonderful resource. I really thank both of you. Well, we're going to come to a close in a couple minutes. So, Mary, any final thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I think buy the book. And so you
there
are
you go.
Going to be in the situation that I was in, because it was my own responsibility that he tried to get me involved, and I would say, yeah, yes, yes, another day, honey. Don't do that. You know, start out from the beginning, recognizing that you're really equally responsible and capable of making decisions. So in a way, it was a bitter lesson, but I guess, Alex, I've learned somewhat through all these years.
Well, and the other thing is that, yes, you have, that the other thing is that think about it as a gift, not just for the widow, but for somebody who, people have bought it for their children, you know, their adult children, saying, honey, this is stuff that you should know about now rather than later. There's a broad use for this, and this is only $20. It's a well worth the investment. Of course, I'm a little prejudiced.
I think you have every right to be a little prejudiced, because it is an incredible resource. And again, I want to thank both of you, Alexandra and Mary, for your time, for sharing your thoughts on how we can make the most of our lives despite the loss of our spouse, or if we're divorced, or if we're young people. You're right. This book is really for a lot of, especially women, who are afraid of dealing with financial matters, because it's so important. And then again, that emotional perspective for recent widows especially is incredibly important. So for you, again, Alexandra and Mary, thank you so much. And for our listeners, I urge you, if you are a widow, you know someone who is, or someone who might need this book, please check out On Your Own, A Widow's Guide to Emotional and Financial Well-Being, because you'll find a wealth of vitally helpful information, lots of emotional support, and the tools you will need to create a new and satisfying life. So until next time, this is Mary Irene Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, saying I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.